proposed regulation to allow a special oyster relaying season in the Rappahannock River in April 2009 on Russell Rock and Little Carter Rock. Dr. Wesson.
Afternoon,
sir.
In at the shellfish meeting in January, the waterman asked if there was a possibility of opening from the point. You can see this little rock up. This is the Tappahannock, bridge of Tappahannock. This is Tappahannock over here. Warsler is up here, but it's way up the Rappahannock River. It's an area that stays condemned. Shellfish Sanitation says it's very unlikely that it'll get uncondemned anytime, and as far as they can see. And it comes and goes with salinities and with freshets. And right now there's quite a few orchards up there on the two little rocks that are up there, and we've always had the season on the books, but haven't been able to go there because of the condemnation. So they asked if they could have a special season to relay these orchards, and we've written up a regulation that you have before you. We try to make it as easy on law enforcement as we could to have it very short season in April, over 1 o'clock every day, 15 bushel per man calling limit, and all of them have to be brought back and offloaded at one spot at Bowler's Wharf. The people that want to buy the orchards and do the relaying have agreed to alternate days so that there would only be one buyer in there on one day. And so when the wardens bring the orchards in, they're offloaded, law enforcement would seal the truck at that point, and they would just have to go to one location per day. And all except one of them are going to put them loose on the bottom. There's one of them that's going to put them aboard right nearby that's going to use cages. But generally, we've made the season as easy as we can for law enforcement, because we know the hard times with manpower issues. Any questions?
Questions to Dr. Weston?
Sure.
So, what are you talking about? Can it only take one officer at one station?
Colonel Rhodes, you want to explain the process, please?
Because I thought they also had to be at the other end.
Yeah, they have to meet them at that planning end, that's right. But it would just be one per day that we go.
And also, at every unloading site, who signs off on a permit where it's sent back into the main office, that establishes the beginning of when the cleansing starts. So in addition to having an officer at the unloading point, if they go that day to be unloaded in the water, we'll have to have an officer
in
each spot.
But they're unloaded at.
Yes, sir.
So that could be potentially five.
No, one per day. There's only going to be one buyer per day going to one site.
Okay, but on one site that they're loaded up, they're not put back in the water the very same day, are they? Okay. So.
So you only go around one.
So all you need is one officer.
Well, that's one track then.
Okay. So really, we're only talking about one officer is needed to do this. And how long is the process, the period? I couldn't remember.
They have to be 15 days in the water. Once the water temperature has hit 50 degrees, that's when the clock starts counting.
And then the whole season is only going to last what, 4 weeks, was it?
Yeah.
What's the need of shortening it?
Manpower getting into heavy predator season, while the crab times. Other fisheries are
the Mr. John, how many officers is it going to take? You have one officer that's going to stand by, watch loading, and then one officer stand by and watch the unloading?
Yes, sir.
And one officer can do both?
20 days, huh?
Maybe not. Depends on where it goes. Most likely, if they're going to be unloaded in a military, it'll take a military officer to monitor the unloading.
I think we can work it out. Further questions? Thank you, Alan. This is a public hearing. The chair will entertain any public comment. Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you,
Doug Jenkins again, and now I'm representing Tree River Workers Association.
Got your dock fixed, did you?
Well, the grass is going to let me do that, I think.
There you go.
I heard something just now that is a little different from when I was handling and moving condemned arsonists. It had to be police officers in the area where they caught them. They had to be where they unloaded them. The trucks were flagged with yellow flags. When they got to the destination for go back in the water, there had to be a police officer there for to take a seal off the truck. And there had to be police officers in the area where they were going to be planting marked with yellow flags. So, not contradicting Dr. West, but I don't know how one else can do that. But my main concern is this, is that's public rock, what you see up there, all those are public rock. They was designated back in 1883, 1884 for the public. But it seems like me, this plan is going to be take the public rock and the public arsonists, and it's going to be disputed to a couple of individuals, and that's not public. Everybody should have a go at those arsonists. If I want some on my lease ground, I should be able to have some. If somebody else wants some, they should be able to unload in work at that convenience, not at one location. But there are arsonists up there, and they need to be harvested. This is the wrong time of year to do it. To begin with, they'll only get a third or half the value that they're worth to the watermen. And I don't know when Jim had his meeting, if it was that same night they had the meeting down there in January that they had a finfish meeting down here. I wouldn't have to express my opinion then because I was on the board down here and we had other important matters to take care of. But,
so you're against it?
I'm against it, and the reason for it is it's the wrong time. April watermen are crabbing. They're setting gill nets out for to catch crab bait. A lot of them are doing other things that are water-oriented on the water at this time of year. We need the watermen to work in months that they're not crabbing or fishing. So the fall of the year would be the proper time for the open net, but I guess I'm getting ahead, so I've already called the health department. They've already extended the condemned area way up the river from what it was last year. That went into effect 1st of March. They say now that the DEQ method of determining what type of pollution it is, that they can sort of pinpoint it now, whether it's coming from a faulted treatment plant, or whether it's coming from a farm, or whether it's coming from particular wildlife or something in the area. They have a way of identifying that, and they had very encouraging words as well. Mark Allen did with DEQ, and if this is what is supposed to be a public rock and public arches, then I can't understand why they want two or three people in the industry to have access to all those valuable arches. It should be, if you go with a plan in the fall of the year to have four or five dredge rigs that would catch 200 or 300 bushels a day and move them down the river to Maratica Bar, put them back overboard, and then have watermen for to catch them 2 or 3 weeks later, they wouldn't be condemned. That would give the watermen work to do, and it would give the industry the arches for them to show. But right now, it's too much of a arch to be harvested to not be worth what it would. And a lot of these guys in this area that's looking for this to be open, they have small boats and skiffs. And it's going to break their heart to see people come in there and scoop those horses up to benefit two or three different people. It's wrong. It's wrong from the very beginning. They are public rocks, public oysters, and you're denying the public, if you pass this now, of that right and privilege. That's why the Vale Survey got into existence, gentlemen. I don't know whether you know it or not. But they got in. They got into existence for to keep the big industry and all for taking over the whole state body. So it's there for the public. Let it go for what it's intended for. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. Mr. Smith.
Ken Smith, I'm in agreement with a lot of what Doug says. If you look at this area right here, it's the Potoski Creek, and this is where the town of Warsaw has their sewage treatment plant. Right in through here was the dam ground. The sewage treatment plant has been undergoing improvements, and the campground has just been closed and that has gone into a conservation easement. And the as Doug was talking about, the condemned water had gone further up the river. I don't know of an oysterman in that area that wants to see these oysters taken up. They'd like to see them there. Hopefully, with the improvements that are coming along, that will continue to move up the river. I mean, we'd rather see them sit there than a few people get them and dump it and not get water to get to what he can capitalize on.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Further public comment? Yep. Dr. Weston.
I was a little confused with what Doug said. The bottom line is what shifted up river, the pollution line to the bottom, the condemned area.
The orange line there is the condemned area.
Right. And it has actually moved up river.
It has moved a little bit, but Bob Brimmer says it's not going any farther. Between the condemnation is coming from this great big marsh, this outfall at Tappahannock, primarily. It is raccoons and muskrats and things, but they're not going to change that indicator. And he said it's not going to be in his lifetime that he's there that it's going to change. Well, and that watermen are working on it. I mean, this is all public watermen doing all this work. And this time of year, this is when they can get the most of these oysters for harvest now for half shells, because these are all small, single oysters. They don't want them for shucking, they want them for half shell. And they have the highest value, they'll have a much higher value now than they'll have in the fall as a shuck product, because there's a 2.5-inch call log at this rock, because they always never get very big. But these are not shucking oysters, these are half shell oysters.
And you wanted an April due to the fact that you think they'll maximize profit?
They'll maximize their profit, and that's when the market needs them the most. That's when all the public fisheries close except New Jersey and stuff, and they have to import everything. So these are half shell oysters that
they have to import everything here too.
That are available for the industry.
Mr. Bowden.
The other question I had for you is Doug's suggestion about transplanting them. You don't like that idea either? You don't think they'll grow out?
These oysters are so disease sensitive that this is the first year, I mean, the salinities have gotten so high now that this is the first year we've actually seen disease in those oysters in a long time. And all these people that are doing this project, that are buying, know that they've got to get these oysters back out of the water within a month of them going overboard. Once they're 15 days is up, they need to have them out of the water by the middle of June. It just seems wise, knowing that we're in a drought, to take advantage of these, because a freshet or could further high salinities, because they could be gone at any time.
Thank you. Mr. Schick.
You were saying that watermen will be employed to do this. Now, is this open to all watermen?
Yeah.
And so any waterman can go and harvest these oysters and then... And now what, do they sell them to the buyer, or are they being paid by the... How does that process work?
It's like any other. They take them to... We have to establish an offloading site for polluted oysters. They all have to go into this one place where their falls will take them out.
I mean, if somebody else other than the five that have expressed interest wanted, I'm sure they'll give them a day if they want to take them out. But in the Shelby Committee meeting, they just thought this was a good thing for the aldermen to have an extra month in April that they don't normally get. Because since crabs would be slow, they'd be able to harvest oranges for an extra month.
But the way it's set up now is it's basically these five houses will have their employees get the oysters.
Their employees will be taking them out. They'll be the buyers. But, I mean, we can insert other buyers as long as they agree to get in the rotation, which is fine with them.
And Garrett's is okay with having an offloading place there?
Yeah, all clear with them.
Well, we are trying to cut the baby in half to get right down to it. That's what it amounts. Some want it, some don't want it, some have different ideas, and that's why you asked to be appointed to the commission. Matters?
Never sent in a letter I never asked.
You're just a lucky one, aren't you? The matter's before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
I move to allow the special oyster relay season in the Rappahannock River in April 2009.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion, Mr. Bowden.
Yeah, I'm tore, and I tell you one reason I am tore. We're having one buyer a day there. And if he doesn't like you for a particular reason, he don't have to buy your oysters. So that kind of cuts into, you know, I may have aggravated Mr. Bowden and he's the buyer. I don't need it. And that's a problem. And I see that in a different light than everybody because I am a worm. The way Jim's talking, they're extremely challenged with disease right now, and you don't think that they're going to last a long time when moved into an area that would. So, you know, like Steve said, I certainly understand Doug's concerns, and I agree with them if they could be moved, but it don't sound like that's a possibility. So, reluctantly, I'm going to have to support the motion, but like I say, I'm tore right there in the middle because I can see both sides very plainly. I have strong opinions on both sides.
I've heard that before. Mr. Schick.
And I also have concerns, you know, and it sounds like it can be worked out, but I have concerns about taking vital personnel away from, you know, striped bass and striped bass and crab monitoring. Which, you know, are going to be heavy during that time of year. And I guess I was under the impression it was going to take a lot more than one or two officers a day to do this because of, you know, what Mr. Jenkins had said about, you know, having somebody in the water, somebody on the wharf, somebody, you know, on the second wharf, somebody back in the water. But if it can be worked out and law enforcement doesn't have a problem with it, you know, and the other thing is these are public oysters, and I don't like the concept of one person being able to do it, but if anybody can join in this process and can, you know, harvest and get oysters for themselves for their own private ground or something like that, then again, you know, I guess.
Realistically, from a law enforcement personnel, it's probably take four officers, maybe five in different parts of the rotation. I don't think that's any. If there's a bunch about it. And we're confronted, law enforcement is every day with deployment decisions as to whether we're going to go check for, you know, with 65 officers and you divide that by, you know, 25% are off every day because that's just the way you get 2 days off. And the numbers mean we have to decide whether we're going to go off of Rudy and go work joint enforcement projects or to Rockfish to everything else. So we're shorthanded and do the very best we possibly can. One good thing that we do have going for us is we do have a stellar National Shellfish Sanitation Program ratings through the Food and Drug Administration, and I am convinced that my enforcement officers are not going to do anything to jeopardize that because if it's one area that we consistently get good marks in, it's that. So having said that, the matters, we've got a motion and a second. Mr. Rhymes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to follow up on the law enforcement issue. I think that's probably my biggest concern. That is going to be a heavy period of time for crab activity, as has already been discussed, and that remains a lingering concern, I guess, for me. But.
Understood. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much.